At Temple's Spatial Intelligence and Learning Center, psychologists are serious about the way we deal with objects in space. They say spatial intelligence has mattered to humanity since the invention of stone tools. And according to psychologist Kristen Gagne, we still need it.
Every time you have to imagine, rearranging furniture in your house, you're relying on spatial thinking. Every time that you pack your suitcase, pack your fridge or your car, all of those things rely on spatial thinking.
I figured the best way to understand and explain spatial intelligence was to take some of the tests designed to measure it.
So this is a test of mental rotation ability.
Okay. So I've got an example here.
Yeah. The first test they gave me was on mental rotation. You take a series of complicated line drawings representing 3D shapes and try to figure out how they would look if they were rotated.
And now typically I will time you.
So do
you want to be timed?
I realized I was running the risk of learning I might be spatially deficient.
All right, you ready to roll?
I guess so.
Okay, go.
It's not that I'm afraid of tests, but you know how there was always that kid in every elementary school class who pledged allegiance with the left hand? That was me.
Looks like it's rotated to the right, and this would be... Gosh, these are impossible. Five-sided
I wasted too much time on one of the
Six
problems.
Four,
I got
five,
stuck.
Six. Okay.
So it's a very, very hard task.
And then the objects refused to rotate in my head.
So this one, if it's rotated 180 degrees...
Stop!
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, well, I didn't get any.
I brought the answers.
I felt like I should have done better. It didn't seem possible I could be that inept. And the folks at the Temple Lab had lots of strategies for improving your abilities.
So a lot of the work that's been done is people will improve their spatial skills over, say, 12 weeks.
For me, unfortunately, they suggested 12 weeks of playing the video game Tetris. I've never played Tetris, but it sounds like the kind of thing I would hate.
I'm Dr. Nora Newcomb at Temple University.
Psychologist Nora Newcomb heads Temple's Spatial Intelligence and Learning Center.
One of the things that we've learned about spatial thinking is that it's very plastic, it's very trainable, it's very educable, and all of us can get better at this kind of thinking.
Being good at spatial tasks is not about having a dominant right or left brain.
Although the right hemisphere sometimes has certain specializations and the left hemisphere has some other specializations, the two hemispheres work together.
And that's good news, because that means spatial intelligence is just another skill we can work on improving. So maybe there is hope after all. Faye Flam for WHYY.